Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the world of no-code web scraping for AI agents. Exciting stuff.
Absolutely. It sounds like a game changer, especially for those of us who aren't Python wizards. So what's the magic tool we're talking about?
It's called Crawl4AI, an open-source LLM-friendly web scraper that makes building a RAG knowledge base incredibly easy. And the best part? We're integrating it with N8N, a no-code workflow automation platform.
No code? Color me intrigued. How does this compare to other web scraping methods?
Well, many scrapers can be slow, pricey, or just plain clunky. Crawl4AI is fast, intuitive, and free. You only pay for hosting if you're not running it locally.
Got it. So free and efficient. But where do we begin?
First, deploy Crawl4AI using Docker. There are a few ways to do this. Integrate it with your local AI starter kit, run the container locally alongside N8N, or deploy it as a separate API endpoint. I recommend the latter for optimal performance, especially for large scraping tasks.
Makes sense. A dedicated resource prevents bottlenecks. How do we set that up?
DigitalOcean's app platform is a great option. Just pull the Crawl4AI Docker image, configure resources. Remember, it needs decent RAM and CPU. Set your API token as an environment variable, and you're good to go. DigitalOcean even provides an SSL-protected HTTPS endpoint, making it super secure.
Okay, Crawl4AI is deployed. Now how do we hook it up to N8N?
That's where the N8N workflow comes in. The workflow starts by fetching a sitemap.xml file, which lists all the website's pages. Then, we convert this XML to JSON, split it into individual URLs, and loop through each one, sending it to Crawl4AI via an HTTP request node. We use the API endpoint we set up earlier, along with our authentication token.
So we're basically feeding Crawl4AI one URL at a time.
Exactly. Crawl4AI then returns a task ID, which we use to check the scraping status. The workflow waits and checks periodically until the task is complete. Once done, it extracts the markdown, HTML, and image links.
Smart. That asynchronous approach keeps things flowing. What happens with the scraped data?
It gets stored in a Superbase vector store, primed for RAG. We use OpenAI's text embedding model, chunk the data using a text splitter, and insert it into a Superbase table along with metadata about the source page.
So we're building a structured knowledge base in Superbase. What's the final piece of the puzzle?
The AI agent, a simple setup with a chat message trigger, an AI agent node, I use GPT-4o mini, Superbase chat history, and the Superbase vector store tool is all you need. Ask a question, and the agent retrieves relevant information from the Superbase knowledge base using RAG.
Amazing. A fully functional no-code RAG pipeline. This opens up so many possibilities. Any final thoughts?
This is just a starting point. You can customize everything, from Crawl4AI configurations to the agent's prompt. Experiment, explore the documentation, and build something amazing. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.